What's up, my friends? It's Matt Prince here, the five-dimensional strength coach. Welcome back for another episode of the Matt Prince podcast. Today's topic is this. I called Callie. All right, so the other day I finished up a session at Royal. We were doing some benching. It was a lot of fun, Saturday morning sesh. And I walk out to my car, look at my phone. I got a message from my mate Eric Escobar in California. That's what Cali is, California. He lives in Los Angeles area. And anyway, it's just a message saying, hey, bro, hope you're well, just checking in, right? And that's all the message said. I'm like, fuck. I hope Eric, it's good to hear from Eric. It's nice. So I just press the call button on Messenger, right? Message, it starts ringing, it makes that weird ring noise. I don't know if you've ever called anyone through Facebook, but it makes this weird ring noise. And within that ring noise, I hear this Mexican voice on the end of the line. He's like, yo, Matt, what's up? I'm like, fucking hell. Like, I chatted to Eric, long story short, like chatting to him just about life for about 10 minutes, but it was really crazy. I got off the call and I was going into Foodworks to get some breakfast and stuff for me and Tal. And I was just thinking, like, what a world we live in, right? Like, I'm literally just driving, no Wi-Fi, no connection or anything like that, just general phone internet, 4G, and I'm calling my mate from LA at 9:30 on a Saturday morning, and he answers in LA at, you know, 12, you know, midday on the Friday before, like, that's the time difference, and he just answers, we're just chatting, and he's, like, training, and I'm driving to get food, and we're just chatting. I'm like, that's fucking mind-blowing. Now, what I've sort of got me thinking is, like, there's a lot of stuff in our life that we don't take full advantage of, or we don't appreciate that much. Like, another one that I don't know if I've spoken about on the podcast, but it blows my mind every single time, is when I'm overseas, I go to an ATM, and I put money in, you know, it's my ANZ or my Bendigo bank card. I've got two different cards, two different banks, but, like, I put my bank card in, and out spits the money from their money, their currency, like if I'm in Indonesia or in Egyptian pound or wherever, like wherever I've been, and they just spit out this money, right? It's in their currency. But somewhere along the line, my money that's all in the on the online interwebs and in the fucking atmosphere, wherever it is, it's transformed into this stuff that I can go and buy food and drink with in another country, right? And all it takes is a card and a PIN code, and it gives it to me. I just find that mind-blowing that it can access your bank from anywhere in the world. Like, it's absolutely insane. Then you've got all the stuff that we've got access to now. Like, I was late to Facebook. Like, I think I got Facebook in, like, 2010 or 2011. Like, it was 2010. I didn't get Facebook. I wasn't one of the early adopters of Facebook. Like, and to be honest, if I didn't have a business, I probably wouldn't have Facebook still. Like, I don't really like it that much. I use it more for just marketing and keeping, you know, essentially just marketing, right? Same with the Instagrams. Like, Instagram's a little bit more fun because you can, you know, see photos and whatever, but same deal. If I didn't have a business, I'd probably get rid of it. And the interesting things with both Facebook and Instagram, that there is some good stuff to it. Like, I know there's a lot of shit to it. There's a lot of just bullshit stuff that you see, a lot of, you know, spammy sort of stuff, a lot of negative sort of shit. Like, but there's a lot of cool stuff that you can help people with. Now, I was calling a mate of mine from Adelaide earlier, and he was watching a video that I put up last night on the Facebook page, on the Royal Fitness Facebook page, about being skinny fat and how to train for it. Now, he's self-proclaimed skinny fat. That's what he said. He self-proclaimed being a skinny fat dude, and that's where he's fat. He's like, I felt like you were talking to me. It's like, holy shit. Like, this is a platform that, if used for good, can actually help people from anywhere. Like, all around the world, all around Australia. And you know, it can really make a difference. And I know some people relate well to my message. So, like, that's why I try and put this out. That's why, you know, I do the podcast, I do videos, I do that sort of stuff, because it can help people, right? And in turn, when I help people, generally they're more likely to become a member of the gym, or, a client of mine in the business world, or depending on what it is, like, they might come on the rebirth weekend and start shifting up their mindset and creating more opportunity there. Like, all that stuff makes a huge difference to their life, and it really excites me. All right, it really fires me up. Like, when I hear, you know, a story of somebody who says, hey, look, I needed to come back to the gym, or, you know, whatever, like, I notice when I'm at Royal that my mind's in good check and my mind's in good shape. That makes me so fucking happy. Makes everything that I do worth it. All of the stuff behind the scenes. Like, you heard the last iceberg thing, the little rant that I had on the last episode. At the time, I didn't feel like it was a rant, but I was having a shitty day, and one of the boys picked it out straight away. He's like, bro, are you fucking pissed today or what? Because that was just a full-blown rant in your last podcast episode. And I was like, yeah, oh well. But I'm still going to share it with you guys, because I'm not going to just share a highlight reel. I'm going to share what's actually going on. But I find that quite interesting, that, you know, a message on a podcast or a message on a video on a social media platform can transform someone's life. Now, the point of all of this, why I'm sharing this with you in this podcast today, is very, 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 very simple. All right, where in your world, across the five dimensions, your body, your mind, your relationships, your business, your career, your fun, you know, where in those areas are you not taking full advantage of the access that you have, right? Worldwide, educational wise, you know, motivational wise, able to help other people wise, like all of that stuff. You can literally use that platform however you choose, right? It doesn't need to just be big butts on Instagram and fucking bench presses or cars or trucks or whatever it is you're into. It doesn't need to be just that. You can set it up so your news feed is like literally a news feed that fires you up every single day or teaches you something every single day, right? And that's possible. That is possible. You can set it up so you block out the negative shit. You can set it up so you block out the stuff that distracts you from what you're doing, right? It's very, very easy to do all that. Now, where in your life can you utilize all this cool stuff, all this cool technology? You know, having, for me, like, mentors around the world for the different areas that I'm trying to grow, it's really interesting. There's a guy on Instagram named Burley Hawk, who's an absolute monster of a man. He's a powerlifter. He's a West Side barbell boy, absolute behemoth of a dude, really fucking strong. And he put a thing up the other day. He's like, I'm writing programs tonight. Does anyone want a program? And I'm like, bro, I fucking love you, guy. I love you, man. Like, I didn't say I love you. I'm like, I really like what you do. I respect you as a powerlifter, that kind of stuff. And I'd love to get a program. How do I go about it? He's like, just transfer $60 to this PayPal account and I'll send it to you. And I got it. Partly two reasons. Partly was one, because I've seen he's training a few jits guys, and I wanted to see what he's doing with his, what he'd recommend me to do as a jits athlete that I'm not already doing, right? So I got the program sort of to break it apart a little bit and see if we can add anything from that into our Royal Fitness programming, which is working really, really well. So I've been following that anyway, and I don't think I'll get off that. I'm seeing what I can pull out of this one, some good ideas, you know. And you always have to be paying for these ideas. But this is really interesting, guys. Like, I paid this guy, and he sends me some stuff. Cost me like, I don't know, $90 by the end of it, because he got the US dollar rate and all that, and I pulled out some education around the body, right, around strength, and I got some things, got some tips, got a 16-week program. I'm like, all right, cool, this is what I need to be looking at, this is what he's doing, this is what he's lacking, and this is what we're doing really, really well, so I can start to analyze what I'm doing and if it's on the right track. And it is, turns out, like, it's close to identical. I'd actually still say that ours a little bit more in depth in the athletic performance field, because I had up powerlifters. So what I'm going to do is keep doing what I'm doing and just pinch a few of these great exercises that I liked and use them, right? So that's a really cool thing. I've had guys, a lot of my mentors, and even still, like, my mentors in business and stuff like that, are from America. They've been from the UK. You know, they're all over the world. Like, it's insane. You know, these people that are teaching me all this stuff, I'm doing it, a lot of it's online, and then if I need to travel over there, I can just get on a plane and go, which I think, again, is still fucking mind-bending, that you can just fly across the world and end up in another country on the next day. So anyway, I'll let you guys think about that. So where in your life aren't you taking advantage of the access that you may have but you might not have used in the past? Now, part two to that is, what is the area that you need to look at setting up to strategically move you forward to the next level? All right, think about all that stuff, guys. Implement that stuff. You can set it up however you want to, and you can call your friend from America on Facebook. It's amazing. Go and do it. Hope you all have a great day. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.